The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I would decode for you, first of all, our mysterious first reading from the book of Numbers. Okay, so the book of Numbers gives a reading here on Monday of the third week of Advent. It's all about this character named Balaam. Let me tell you who Balaam is. Balaam was a soothsayer or a diviner from Mesopotamia who was hired by the king of Midian to go to Israel and place a curse on the people of Israel. The reason why the king of Midian wanted to place a curse on the people of Israel was because Israel had recently marched in to the land of Canaan, taken over, and established this brand new government, right? And it upset the order of things. They had their trade, they had their commerce, they had their customs. All the nations around Israel, they all had their ways. Suddenly Israel shows up, new kid on the block, upsets the order of things. They don't like it very much. The king of Midian sends Balaam to Israel to send a curse on Israel, and he can't do it. He tries four times to curse Israel, and he can't do it because Israel is protected by God. Just as an aside, when you're protected by grace, you can't be cursed either. Israel is protected by God. And the only thing Balaam can do every single time he tries to curse Israel is to praise Israel. And at the very, very end of the first reading here, not only does he praise Israel, but he even emits a cryptic prophecy. He says, "I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel." Now, back in the Ancient of Days, people thought stars were divinities. So when he says a star is going to advance from Jacob, he's prophesying that one day a divinity, a mysterious one who is to come, is going to descend from the line of Jacob, and a staff will rise from Israel. A staff is a symbol for authority, for authority. So one's going to come who is a divinity with an authority in the name of Israel. Now, authority, that's what the gospel is all about. The chief priests and the elders of the people approach Jesus and say, "By what authority are you doing these things?" At this point in the gospel, Jesus has marched triumphantly into Jerusalem after Palm Sunday, and he's upset the temple with a bullwhip, and he's claiming this authority, and they're trying to trap him. They're hoping that they can trap him in blasphemy by saying that his authority comes from God. But Jesus isn't ready to be trapped yet. He lets himself be trapped when he gives himself over to his passion and his death. But you know, like a good rabbi, he answers their question with a question and leaves them red-faced and responseless. But that's not really the point I wanted to make today. Here's the point. It's about the nature of authority. About the nature of authority. Something to stop and think about. Authority is not the same thing as power. Power is the ability to make somebody do what you tell them. And it usually comes with an office, right? So who has power? A police officer has power. A judge has power. Maybe you're in the military and somebody outranks you. They have power. They tell you what to do. You have to do it. You don't have a choice. Authority's not like that. Authority comes from a much deeper place, and the Greek word authority tells us all about it. The Greek word for authority is exousia. Ex means out of or from, and ousia means your being. What's authority? Not something that comes from your title or your job. It comes from your very being. It's a much, much deeper place. You ever seen a natural leader at work, right? A natural leader at work. Maybe they don't have a job title, but they motivate people. Why? Because they have authority. It doesn't come from their job title. It comes from their being. Now, Jesus' own authority means that it comes from the greatest being of all. Jesus' authority comes from the being of God himself. There is no greater authority anywhere than Jesus' own authority. What I'd like to tell you this morning is that you and I have access to Jesus' own authority. All we have to do is make sure that our being is his being, and everything that we do, say, and think is not in our own name, but it's in his name, and it has authority. It has authority. For example, the Word of God, just a few examples here. The Word of God has authority. You ever heard the Word of God quoted maybe in a place you didn't expect it? Maybe you're watching a movie. Maybe you're watching a TV show. Remember, I was watching this movie once about soldiers, and this soldier, he quoted scripture. He quoted the Psalms. He said, "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war." And it was powerful. The authority of God. Teachings of the church have the authority of Jesus. I was giving a retreat to Missionaries of Charity Sisters. You know who Missionaries of Charity Sisters are? Mother Teresa's sisters. What business do I have giving a retreat to Mother Teresa's sisters? Zero business. So I went and I asked a priest I respect, "What do you say to people who are holier than you are when you're trying to give them a retreat?" And he said, just quote doctrine. Just quote doctrine. If you just quote doctrine, everyone will receive it at their own level. That's all you have to do. It has authority all by itself. I love to tell you about the examples of the lives of the saints, because they're the gospel with skin and bones. Their example has authority. And you and I, we have access to this authority as long as what we do, say, and think isn't in our own name, but it's in Jesus' name. We want to internalize that more and more and more. These days, the church doesn't really have anything to offer people except Jesus' own authority. It's the only authority that we have left, right? Right. So the good news is, it's the only authority that matters. So, a little tiny Advent thought for you here today, that we might grow in Jesus' own authority, and then we'll be able to say from our hearts what we said in our psalm response. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Amen.